Hello listeners, today my guests are all lovers of the arts. I have Ms. Kristen Harding, who is the Curriculum Leader for Creative Arts at Loretto, Imogen Curtis, Year 12 student who studies music and music extension, and Alyssa Declick, who is a drama student. And both of you have recently been in the musical, so congratulations for that performance.
Thank you.
And of course you, as a staff member, supported the Villa staff in the production of High School Musical. So,
yes.
What an achievement, considering the, the circumstances we were working in this year.
It definitely was.
But the show went on, which was wonderful. So, Kristen, you and I have a lot in common because the position you currently hold is my former position here at Loretto, and we've both worked in the arts for a very long time.
Yes.
Would you like to share what you love about coming to work every day in the arts?
Look, I think the arts is just so dynamic and has so much to offer. And obviously it's been a passion of mine growing up. I was heavily involved in arts at school and extracurricular arts programs. And so I think it was quite natural for me to be able to continue my love of that in the teaching world. So the fact that I can come to work every day and work in an area that I absolutely love with students who are fantastic, I think really is just the icing on the cake.
And it's such a great space to work in when you're, I really like this term, teacher as artist. So the colleagues we work with are talented creatives themselves who bring that to our workplace so we can all collaborate and we're energised by each other.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And I think that's something that's really special about the arts at Loretto is that not only through our classroom teachers, but through, you know, getting guest artists and exposing our students to a number of different avenues in the arts, we really open their minds as to what the industry is truly like. It goes beyond the classroom, that's for sure.
That's great. Okay, Imogen. What made you choose music extension? Because for our listeners, that's where you essentially need to drop a subject after the end of year 11 to focus your energies onto music extension, which is only offered to year 12 students. So what made you go down that path?
I've been playing the clarinet since I was 9 years old, and I've always just loved music in general, whether it's dancing around my house, singing songs with my earpods in, choir, band, clarinet ensemble, and I've always just wanted to keep doing more music because, and especially with music extension, I could specialise in performance, so I could really spend more time learning songs on my instrument and playing them more and being able to just hone in more on the clarinet aspect rather than theory, which I do love, but performance as well is just another big thing that I love to do with my instrument.
And of course you brought all of those talents to the musical because your role had singing and dancing, but no clarinet.
No.
So with music extension, having overseen the program before and in other schools, it's really empowering you to be an independent learner, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, very much so.
And so you have Mr. McKechnie guides and mentors. Is that the relationship?
Yeah, pretty much. So he helps us with a lot of our EA work. So we'll go through so many different scaffoldings, exemplars. We'll analyze pieces together, and then when it comes to our own practice time, he basically goes, you know what you need to do, I trust you, go work on it yourselves.
And then you get feedback. Do you also have a private music tutor for clarinet?
Yes, I do. I get lessons at school with Mr. Clough.
Okay, great. All right, sounds wonderful. Is there a concert coming up?
I don't think our IA1s are a concert, but...
But later in the
IA3
year?
IA3 might be combined with Villanova.
Okay. Ooh, that'd be exciting.
That's
okay.
What the...
That's the plan.
Schedule says.
The secret plan.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. I hope they know. Okay.
I think they do.
Alyssa, now, I was your drama teacher once.
Yes. Back in year 7 and year 9?
7 and 9, yes. Yeah. I remember you. I remember... watching your talents grow, particularly your confidence in your own ability. So do you want to talk to us about when did you know this was a passion of yours?
Well, I've always loved acting ever since I was in year six, because our primary school used to put on like little plays at the end of the year and we'd all get to be a part of that. So I knew from then that I really loved acting, but I guess I was never really fully confident in my abilities just because everyone around me was amazing and could, you know, deliver lines really well and just, you know, put on a really amazing performance. So I think I really fell in love with drama, like, around, like, year 9, year 10. Like, I loved it before.
I'm glad you said year 9. Only when Miss Harding came along.
No, like, I always loved it, but I think that I really, like, set in stone that it was my favourite subject. Like,
okay. It's interesting because I know there is a misconception that to be good at drama you need to be a really confident extrovert.
Yeah.
And certainly it gets you somewhere in those year 7 and 8 years, yeah. I think, because, you know, that's when we're trying to develop the confidence. But it's the nuances that get you to the top of the ISFJ.
Yeah.
Well, we know it.
Yeah. And that's a real creative intellect to excel in those tasks.
Yeah.
Would you agree, Kristen?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the great thing about all of the arts subjects really is that it gives students an opportunity to explore different skills. So obviously many students who select arts subjects are really passionate performers and love that side of the subject. But then, you know, the nature of the course and the assessment tasks means that they can also, you know, work as directors and create directorial visions and concepts. So I think that's the beauty of the arts, is it caters to so many skills and abilities and interests of our students.
And there's, like, across all of the art subjects, so visual art, music and drama, we're working towards an extended essay response in an analytical space, mm-hmm. which is transferable to all of our subjects, or a lot of subjects in those external exams, but also transferable skills when you go off to study whatever it is you're going to study, whether it's in the arts or not.
Yeah.
So you're getting some good preparation there.
Yeah.
Are you feeling confident about the year ahead?
Yeah, I guess so. It's obviously been a bit of a rocky start with COVID and, you know, the floods now. But, yeah, looking forward to the rest.
Looking forward to the tasks that lie ahead.
Yeah. Very excited for those, especially because in music you get to, like, perform, compose, and then choose what you want to do for your IA3.
And I think that's one of the advantages we have in the arts, is that our IA3 is worth quite a lot of internal marks. Mm. So you can really boost your results prior to those external exams by really sinking your teeth into that really complex project, isn't it,
across the arts? Yeah, it definitely is.
Wonderful to speak to you. Have a great day.
Thank you.